Hey, top of the morning to you, Deesa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Hello world, top of the morning to you. This is Dr. Faye Maureen Butler, the anointed voice. Welcome to Top of the Morning Inspirational Show, and thank you for listening in. Top of the Morning is presented by Holder's House Ministries Incorporated, a learning community encouraging, empowering, and educating believers. Dr. Faye Maureen Radio presents 90 Seconds of Inspirations and Voices of the Nations. Good morning, by man. Deesa with Toby Mac opens the show. Dr. Faye Maureen Radio presents Prayers of Acceleration. Prayer for accelerated vision and implementation. Father, in the name of Jesus, the spirit of delay and every hindrance is evicted from every area of my life. Release a spirit of acceleration. Flood me with vision. Superimpose your divine plan over my life. Increase my ability to discern. Let me hear accurately and see clearly. Let me set the pace. Be the standard of excellence. Blaze a trail to do great exploits. Lord Jesus, help me to recognize open doorways in my life where the enemy would try to come in. Cast down the high places that hinder me from fulfilling your purpose, completing your assignments, and giving birth to the destiny you place within me. In the name of Jesus, I quench every ungodly word spoken against me. I decree that every curse, every lie, and all negative words spoken against me that try to abort my destiny is null and void. I lose confusion against every satanic and demonic conspiracy that will come against the plan of God in my life. Let the secret counsel of the wicked be turned into foolishness. Let God arise and my enemies be scattered. Forgive me for any unbelief, fear, and doubt. In the name of Jesus, I bind hopelessness and I lose hope against hope. I decree and declare that the heavenly conversation about my future and my success will come to pass. This day, I boldly declare that you have come for my words. In the name of Jesus, I release the quick manifestation of promises, acceleration of favor, sudden miracles on every side. Dismantle every manifestation or outcome of generational curses. Release generational blessings and wealth. No weapon, no hindrance, and no delay will stop me from pleasing you in everything I do. Weapons may form against me, but they will not prosper. Lord Jesus, send your angels to roll the stones away, blocking any of my financial wealth and spiritual blessings. From this day forward, let your blessings overtake me. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up. Lord, send laborers for the work, the project, the assignment that you have entrusted to me. I will be a good steward. Release new ideas, new ways, new thoughts. As you shift me to a high dimension, Lord, I thank you. Your word says that you will do a new thing in us. Stir up dormant gifts and talents to be used for your glory and honor. If you are for me, then who can be against me? There's nothing too hard for you. I thank you for giving me the ability to lead, to manage, and to negotiate with excellence. I thank you for divine elevation. Lord Jesus, let me not operate in a spirit of error. In the name of Jesus, I bind confusion and chaos. Grant unto me wisdom in every area of my life. I thank you for revelation and more spiritual understanding about matters that I couldn't understand before. Let me have and walk in a spirit of excellence. I want to be clothed with humility. I thank you for your promises to go before me and make the crooked places straight. I expect that you will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron speedily. Lord, accelerate the manifestation of your word. Give me the treasures of darkness, the hidden riches of secret places. Let a mantle of power rest upon my life. Deliver me and bring me into a large place. Lord, I thank you for this is my set time for favor and transformation. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Keep me from presumptuous praying. I say yes, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Prayers of Acceleration, Dr. Faye Maureen Radio.
Oh, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning, morning, new mercies I see. All that I need is thy hand has provided. Great. Oh Lord.
The word of the Lord on this morning, Acts 2, beginning at verse 1, in celebration of Pentecost Sunday. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now, when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes, and Elamites, and dwellers in Mesopotamia, and in Judea, and Cappadocia, and Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, and Egypt, and in parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews, and proselytes, Cretes, and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed, and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this? Others, mocking, said, These men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last day, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. The word of the Lord is blessed on this morning. This concludes the readings from Passion to Pentecost. The Creative Flow, Steve Asphalt, Creative Graphic Designer. The phone number, 917-294-0771.
The Creative Flow is a graphic design and printing company located in Queens, New York, specializing in ministry and business branding, designing logos, flyers, brochures, business cards, and journals, Facebook cover artwork, and web flyers. They are located at 138-01 Springfield Boulevard, Springfield Gardens, New York. The Creative Flow has done all of my graphic designing as well as a few of my guests, and they have done a terrific job. If you follow me on any of the social networking sites, you see a great job that Mr. Steve Aswell has done. So contact him at 917-294-0771. The short selection you heard was In Christ There Is No East or West by the Martins, and previous to that, Great Is Thy Faithfulness by Troy Sneed. I'm getting ready to play a Dr. Faye Marine Radio Presents 90 Seconds of Inspiration, and then we'll hear from our guest for Top of the Morning Radio Show, Pastor Anthony Gilliard out of New Jersey. Is very encouraging, speaks a dynamic work to all of us, but especially pastors. We will play a short song, Israel and New Breed, The Other Lifting of Our Hands, and then we'll hear from spoken word artist Chris Jones, who is out of Maryland, in that order. Then I will come back and introduce Voices of the Nation.
Dr. Faye Maureen Radio presents 90 seconds of inspirational moments. 3 moments, a storm you didn't ask for, you have been rejected, and in times, scars fade, pain lessens. A storm you didn't ask for. You may be in the middle of Euroclydon, the story of Acts 27. A storm you didn't ask to go through, but you will get to Rome, your place of destiny. And along the way, God will demonstrate his might and power with signs and wonders following you. You have been rejected. You, your message, and methods may have been rejected, but God will send you to new places and to those who are waiting for you. This is the hour of your new assignment, new covenants, new friendships, and many will look like you and some will be multilingual. In time, scars fade, pain lessens. In time, scars fade, pain lessens. Recently, I had a bad fall, scrapes, bruises. I hurt my knee. At the impact of the injury or when I sustained the various wounds, it was very painful. I noticed that as time passed by, I saw the scars, but my ability to manage the pain and discomfort improved. We will all experience hurt, pain, and wounds. We will stumble, fail, and yes, even fall. Get up and let God soothe the scars and heal the pain. 90 Seconds of Inspirational Moments, Dr. Faye Maureen Radio.
We are so happy to have with us on Top of the Morning Radio Show a dynamic pastor with an apostolic anointing, originally from Florida, but he's pastoring a great ministry in New Jersey, Pastor Anthony Gilliard. I'm going to bring him on the phone line now so he could just share with us and you can find out a little bit more about him. Top of the morning to you, Pastor. How are you feeling today?
God bless you. God bless you, Dr. Top of the Morning to you. What a blessing to be with you on today, and just so grateful for your consideration of sharing this space and time with me on today.
No, I've always been an admirer of your ministry, and anytime I've heard you preach, you've always left such a rich word with me that I go back and look at the scripture, and it stays with me, and I never had an opportunity to tell you that, but I said, wow, when I get a chance, I'll certainly tell them that. So just share with the listening audience just a little bit about yourself.
Yes, as you shared, I am a preacher. From Florida, I'm third generation Church of God in Christ, and now here in New Jersey, for the last 17 years, I've been pastoring a church the church plant that God allowed me to establish, the Bethlehem Judah Christian Fellowship, and we're 11 years old, and the Lord has done some phenomenal things in that span, and also still an itinerant preacher. I travel across the country and even out of the country, sharing in various revivals and crusades and conferences. So I'm just humbled and honored to just have this place in the ministry and to be just counted worthy to carry the gospel of Jesus Christ.
And so in your
you know, building of your church and being a traveling minister before, what was some of, I would say, that the challenges you have faced, if we have some people who are just starting out in ministry or just started out as pastors, what advice would you give them about some of the challenges you faced?
Some of the advice I would give is, first of all, is if they're going to be bivocational, so to speak, still travel and establish a ministry, to really always consider the people of God first that you primarily serve. And sometimes that's a challenge in starting the ministry, because in building a ministry, you're not always able to receive proper compensation, or the church may not be able to take care of you. So it is very challenging not to go on the road, or to be on the road as much, or not to be back at your local assembly on Sunday, you know, because you need those resources. And so it becomes really a major walk of faith to say no to places that you know would be a blessing in your life, and you need that blessing, but to get back home and to spend time with your people. And that was just something that I have done, made that commitment from day one, and pretty much still live up to it. You know, we are at a place that I can do a little bit more on Sundays, but, you know, 95% of the times I'm back in my pulpit on Sunday morning and nurturing the people and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. And very quickly, the other thing I would say, to my fault in building my ministry, because we had such a challenge in starting and so many people did not believe it was what God had called me to do, that I did a lot of things to try to give validity and life to the ministry in the eyes of people. And so I got really caught up in my first few years of competition and trying to prove who I was and who the church was. And it really was a hurt to us, because the Spirit of the Lord led me the first year not to appoint leaders, just to call people to get to know each other and to merge and to grow. We didn't do that. You know, I put a lot of leaders in place and did a lot of things. And at the end of the day, I gave people positions of authority in the church that didn't know me, didn't catch the vision, didn't know each other. And so it was a challenge to find a blending of people, because everybody was coming from various backgrounds. So I would say to any person that's starting, take your time. You have nothing to prove. You know, don't put so much on your plate in the beginning to appear that is viable, and in the end, internally, you're kind of crumbling apart. So let the people get to know each other. You know, the Lord told me, preach, pray, fellowship, and go home. And I didn't do that. And it really hurt me in the end. And we're now just kind of recovering where people are now able to merge and really get to know each other.
No, you know what? This is powerful, powerful. And I hope as you travel and as you speak and do workshops for new pastors and younger pastors, you share that, because, you know, what I think it is, people probably do feel pressure. And, you know, everybody should understand, you're not going to have a mega ministry. Yeah, the ministry's not going to grow overnight. And just like God told you, he let some of us know you have to wear all of these hats. And sometimes you can't appoint people too quickly, because they might not be the ones to build a ministry with you. So that's just...
Exactly.
Now, see,
yeah,
now, this
exactly
is what I mean about you. This is what I mean about you. Every time you preach once in our convocation from 2 Samuel 5 about the Philistines and David, when I tell you I took that, and it has been steak potatoes for me for years. It's just been phenomenal. But and this is just an excellent, excellent point of sharing about, you know, being a pastor and going forth in ministry. So what I wanted to do, certainly share with the audience where your church is and your website, but I want you to share any other words you might want to share with us, and then end the interview in prayer.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I just, again, want the body of Christ to understand that we are really on just a great, great thrust of an explosive move, and it is not church jargon. It is not hype that we try to say. There is something, there's a major shifting in the atmosphere for people that will submit. And quickly, the Lord's been dealing with me to teach the saints the difference between obedience and submission. Obedience is that foundation where you are obeying because you're being taught to obey God, leaders, But when you submit, submit becomes an attitude. And so the Lord began to deal with me. A lot of times you're obeying me. You're obeying me out of respect or out of not wanting a penalty, but you're not submitting. You're not giving me the attitude of total letting go and surrendering. And so I've been through the church teaching, don't just do an action, let it be an attitude. And so if I could share that with anybody, that's where really the release of the power of God comes. And I just put it up on a status today. You know, we can't look for promises if we've not practiced the principle. And so we've got to grab the principles in order for the promise to come to pass. And so I encourage you that are listening just to know that it is your time and it's your season, but just submit to God and practice every principle of submission and obedience that he's given you. And I promise you, you will live to enjoy every promise that's been spoken over your life. And we are Bethlehem Judah Christian Fellowship, 83 Galloping Hill Road in the city of Elizabeth, New Jersey. We're in the Amora Hill section of Elizabeth. Our services are at 9 a.m. and 12 on Sunday and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. And we would just be so honored for you to come and share. We're on everything, you know, Twitter, Facebook. Our website is bjcfisc.org. Come and share with us. Our service times, again, 7 on Tuesdays, 9 and 12 on Sundays. And again, Dr. Faye, thank you so much for this moment and sharing the space. And I would love to just call the word of prayer to come forth. Father, God, we thank you for your love and your kindness and for your tender mercies. And we just thank you for another day. For this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Send prosperity now. Father, I just ask that as I am praying, those that are listening and that with their ears would be open, that you would arrest their ear now and capture their heart. They would understand, God, that this is just a divine moment in time, and there is an impartation that is coming into their lives that's going to set them up for the fulfillment of their assignment. Father, I thank you that you are raising up a remnant, a generation that are not just looking for blessings, but God, they're looking to live out their divine call and their divine purpose to their life. I pray now, God, a blessing be upon them, that they be covered by the blood of Jesus and no harm come near them. We pray for healing, deliverance, salvation, even the filling of the Holy Spirit, that we may walk in greatness. I pray a special blessing upon this host that you've laid this ministry upon, and we speak, God, over her life, that this is only the beginning of some phenomenal things that you shall do. We thank you, we claim it, and we call it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Gary. You've been a blessing to me. I know a blessing to my brother. We certainly look forward to a future fellowship. But God's blessings be on you, and your church is doing a tremendous job. And it just it encourages us, especially some newer pastors. So be blessed, and certainly we'll see you at some upcoming conferences or conventions.
All right. Thank you again for your time. Be blessed.
Okay. Take care. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that was Pastor Anthony Gilliard, Bethlehem Judah Fellowship out of New Jersey, a dynamic man of God, a great preacher, and those are some real good nuggets. Amen. We thank him for being on Top of the Morning Radio Show.
Girls lifting up hands. Yes. There's lifting of the heart. There's a lifting of the eyes beyond the hills where our help comes from. Help us sing a new song.
There's a lifting of the hands.
Church, there is a
lift. There's a lifting of the heart.
Now lift up your hands in the sanctuary.
so happy to have with us on Top of the Morning Inspiration Show, a dynamic spoken word artist out of Baltimore, Maryland, Mr. Chris Jones. I'm going to bring him on the line, and I'll allow Chris to tell you a little bit about himself, and then he's going to do a little something for us. But I'm very excited that he was able to be able to come on the show with us today. So we're getting ready to go to the phone line to bring Chris on the line to speak with us. Top of the morning to you, Chris Jones. This is Dr. Faye. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing fine, fine. First of all, let me just say thank you so much for being able to take some time out of your schedule and come on the show with us. I know that the Lord has been opening doors for you and blessing you. So just tell the listening audience just a little bit about yourself first.
Okay. As said, my name is Christopher Jones, and I minister through spoken word, and God has given me a ministry that is rapidly expanding by His grace. And I started out maybe 2-3 years ago doing spoken word pieces at my local church. And that kind of worked for a little while. And, you know, I went certain places, but it really didn't take off. And not too long ago, in November, I did a piece at Faith Christian Worship Center.
Mm-hmm.
And after I did that piece, the pastor had put it up on Facebook, and after about a week, it had been shared by about 6,000 people, and
mm-hmm.
after about 2 weeks, it was up to 10,000 people, and before I knew it, this whole ministry had been elevated by God. It's, just tremendous what He did, and to date, that one video has been shared by over 35,500 people, just the one, and we have a lot more. I now have a fully loaded, wonderfully interactive website at www.poetrywithapurpose.com. And I'm also minority owner of a tech company associated with my website called findachurchhome.com. So God is just doing wonderful things, taking me all over the country. It's a blessing.
Amen. And I'm glad to hear that. And I'm so glad you shared that with the listening audience, just about kind of how it happened for you, because I was one of those who saw it on Facebook, and I knew, and after, since you did get back to me, you said you were being bombarded at the time. But it's good, because that's what often happens. You know, many times God trains us in obscurity, and then boom, so all of a sudden. Then I'm also happy to hear that you are a minority owner in the business, because I'm really into pushing entrepreneurs, and we're just so glad for you and what you're doing. So we wanted to bring you on to share a piece with us, but we want to make sure that listening audience, or he gave his website, and maybe when he gets done, he'll repeat it again, just so that if you want to go and check out some of his other stuff and have him come and minister to your church, you'll be able to do that. But Chris, go ahead and share with us what, you know, the Lord has given you to share with us on the show.
Amen. I have a piece. It's entitled We Play Christian. It's not on the internet yet. I haven't placed it there, but it will get there pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it just talks about the state of the body of Christ right now. And we all know that Romans chapter 8, verse 1 says, therefore now there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. So this piece is not designed to condemn people, because that's the Holy Spirit's job, and His job is really just to convict, not so much condemn. However, I've been charged with Isaiah 58 and 1, which is, cry aloud, spare not, lift up your voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgressions. And so this piece is designed to make people aware, and if the shoe fits, as my grandmother would say, get bigger feet.
Okay.
So I just pray that
like
the listening
that.
Audience listens with more than their ears. There is a church on every corner, half full of parishioners, half full of performers, and this isn't condemnation, but more so to be taken into your spirit for consideration. See, we play Christian. And the meaning of the word Christian is to be Christ-like, but that's the part of the equation we're missing. See, we play Christian. Act one, scene two, action. Walk through the sanctuary doors, straight to the pew. We stand on command and say our lines on cue, like, thank you, God, and hallelujah. You know how some church folk do. Pan slightly to the right, stare straight into camera two. Say, Lord, you're the strength of my life. Don't know what I'd do without you. Then we stand there with our eyes closed for a while. If the right song is played, we might dance in the aisle, squint my eyes to take a peek to see who's looking at me, raise my hand and hope people don't see I haven't prayed all week, say Jesus real loud because I haven't said his name all week, not even in vain. Then I pan to camera three, say no weapon formed against me shall prosper. We're playing Christian so well, we're deserving of an Oscar or an Emmy or a Tony or an Academy Award. Didn't like that take, so I pan to camera four, say the same lines over again, still lacking the same anointing as before. Passive aggressive is certainly not my fault, so it's gotta be yours, because I never see my faults, I only see yours. My co-actors say don't sweat it, but you can see the act coming from my pores. They keep telling me I need to clean my act up, and then I act up. Recess to the powder room to make cosmetic demands, because the most important part of playing Christian is looking good for my fans. They gotta see this three-piece suit. They gotta see this really fancy hat. I bought it with my tax return, but God didn't get 10% of that. You know I still haven't tithed yet, even though I know what the words say. But God says you can keep that check. It's kind of like severance pay, see me. Play Christian. And the Holy Spirit wants to take us over like cancer, but our actions forces it into remission, forces it into regression, forces it into suppression. It is no longer greater, it is now lessened. I see we still haven't learned our lesson. Playing with God's money is more dangerous than driving while texting. And in Malachi 3:10 it says, if we tithe, he will pour out a blessing. We do not have room enough to receive. The problem for those of us who play Christian is we simply don't believe that God is offering us eternal life, not just a temporary reprieve. So the enemy wants us to stay in this state. He never wants us to leave. And you're saying, well, I made it into this place, so that's all that I need. But the enemy doesn't mind you coming to church to play Christian. Do not be deceived. But we're so caught up in our roles, we're only concerned with shooting the next scene. See, we play Christian. Act two, scene two, action. The word is about to be brought forth, so we take our positions. Timed it down just right, 45 minutes late, because praise and worship, I don't mind missing. I vaguely listen to the sermon, not concerned with the topic. I just keep staring at my watch. When is he going to stop it? When is this sermon going to come to an end? I'm in a rush to leave out the same way I came in. My eternal resting place may be in doubt. Still, I avoid rededication. After benediction, I make a beeline for the door. No hesitation. Meanwhile, the devil's setting all types of traps for me to die like in Final Destination, because I'm knee-deep in the sins described in the fifth chapter of Galatians. So by the time I make it to the door, the title and text, I'll forget it. This act is a coming tide. I motion for the director to roll the credits. And before I leave the car, I hear cut, and I immediately start taking off my spiritual makeup. I'll be hiding behind God knows my heart. It wasn't my fault, and God's still working on me. We say we can't be sin-free, but we play Christian so perfectly. I bet it hurts to see how we smear Christ's name so effortlessly. You, me, we're all part of the problem, but the same mind that creates the problem will not be the same mind that solves them. See, we have to renew our minds. See, we have to renew our minds and learn from the mistakes that we made last time, because the closer you get to God, the enemy attacks become harder. God allows us to bump our heads and hope we get smarter. We can stop playing Christian for starters and rolling around in the dirt in the eyesight of our Father. we must like getting chastised or something because we're dirty. Maybe we need to get baptized or something. And on the road to salvation, there will be speed bumps in. If you ram through that, the enemy will put a speed hump in. And if you ram through that, the enemy will throw up a stop sign. And if you run through that, I think you'll be fine. Because God didn't give us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And if Christ is on the other side of that intersection, you better run that stop sign every time. And the bumps in the road might cause you to be queasy, but nobody told you this road would be easy. Heaven is not a chocolate factory, Charlie. There is no golden ticket. You might be waiting for a ram in a bush, but if there's nothing caught in the thicket, you might be the sacrifice. And I'm not trying to condemn. I'm just trying to get you to think twice. I bet eternal damnation feels a lot longer than eternal life. Think about it. And you might be wondering, why is Chris making such a big stink about this? Just like you, I have to work out salvation for myself. But to encourage God's people, every single word helps. I don't want us to play Christian. I want the power of God to truly be felt. And after he blesses you, you can go out and bless. Scripture says the same power that was in Jesus, we can now possess. We don't have to play Christian. We can just become. We don't have to play Christian. We can just become. Scripture says in Deuteronomy 28, the enemy can attack us in one way, and we can give him seven directions in which to run, because we are children of the all-powerful one, and in him all things can be done. We don't have to play Christian. We can just worship, because we were created simply to worship. And for a God this great, you would think he'd be worth it. So God created us a brand new worship, authenticated, so it may never be reenacted or duplicated. And let our lives be testimonies that we can get up after the fall. Because being Christian can't only occur inside the church walls. Jesus told us in Matthew 28 during the Great Commission to go out and spread the news and convert some new Christians. And they'll go out and spread the news and convert some more Christians, and they'll go out and spread the news and convert some more Christians, and no one will be planned. We'll be about our Father's business, us, and no one will be planned. We'll be about our Father's business. See, we don't have to play Christian. We can just be Christians. Amen, amen, and amen.
Wow, thank you so much. That was really, really outstanding, outstanding. And I know you said you're going to put it up on the internet soon on your website. So tell the audience once again, before we have to say goodbye, where they can kind of check out your interactive website, and if a pastor or ministry leader wants you to come and minister, where can they go to find your services?
Awesome. So you can go to my website. It's www.poetrywithapurpose.com. Once again, www.poetrywithapurpose.com. You can find me on Facebook. Just type in Chris Jones. You can find me on Facebook at Poetry with a Purpose. My ministry page is, you just type in Poetry with a Purpose, and I will pop up there. And you can also find me on YouTube, and you'll be able to see all my personal information to get in contact with me through the website and on the website, and you can also message me through Facebook. So my personal email is chrisjonesmsu@morganstateuniversity.gmail, and if you want to get in contact with me via phone, you may dial 443-413-9911. Thank you for this time. I want to bless you for just allowing me to come and share, and pray that I was able to touch at least one person today, and hopefully I'll hear from some listeners and I'll be able to come out and minister at various events.
Yes, we thank you so much, Chris, for taking the time and coming on the Top of the Morning radio show, and blessings to you and blessings to your family.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Amen. You do the same.
Are you looking for a great deal on your next trip? Do you know someone that's about to take a trip? Book your hotel at getaroom.com, 855-680-3235. Holders House Ministries is a partner with getaroom.com. So book a room at this number, 855-680-3235, and you will get a great deal. Book by phone and save big. Thank you very much.
We're getting ready to go to our Voices of the Nation segment, which is sponsored by Dr. Faye Marine Radio. First, we'll hear from Pastor Robert Yemba Yemba from Zambia, part two of his Victories Over Limitations, and then Prophet Faithman Agwata, one of my prayer partners. We will hear from him wrapping up his message on New Seasons. But first, just a short bit of Holy Spirit Fill This Room by Martha B. Mizzi. Certainly we are hurtling towards Pentecost Sunday, so I pray that all of you will be saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, fill this room and the Voices of the Nation, then I'll come back to end the show.
I said, you know, one of the most important things to me is that people get to really worship God. For the next few minutes, I know you've been worshiping, but I want to invite His presence to be here, to stay with us and dwell here. And you can stand, you can sit, you just respond to the presence of God. Because when we begin to worship Him, He inhabits our praise. The Bible says He inhabits our praise. He sits on our worship. Can't you just feel Him in this place tonight? Lift up your hands and just cry out. Say, Holy Spirit, fill this room. Fill this place with Your presence, with Your glory. We need You. So fill this room. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, fill this room. Shekinah glory, sweet perfume. 'Cause we need Your presence. We need You. Holy Spirit, fill this room. Sing it with us.
Holy Spirit, fill this room.
Shekinah glory, sweet perfume.
Jesus' mighty name. Turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 17, verse 31 to 37. I want you to look at this. It is a famous story. It is a story of David and Goliath. Now listen to me. Goliath was a challenge of which everybody was learning from. He used to stand and threaten the children of Israel. But I want you to understand something. When David looked at Goliath, he said to Saul, oh, I like this one. I sense the anointing as I'm reading it. Look at this one. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 31 to 37. Verse 31. Let me just read through it. Then we see what we get from it. 1 Samuel, are you with me? 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 31 to 37. 31, the Bible says, and when the words were heard which David spoke, they rehearsed them before Saul. And he sent for him. Look at verse 32. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine. Verse 33. And Saul said to David, you are not able to go against these Philistines to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of all from his youth. Look at verse 34. And David said unto Saul, your servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. 35. I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard. Glory to God. And I smote him, slew him. Look at verse 36. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he has defiled the armies of the living God. Verse 37. David said, moreover, the Lord is that delivered me, oh glory to God, out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear. He will deliver me out of the hand of the Philistine. And so said unto David, go, and the Lord be with you. This is so powerful. Now, my emphasis is on verse 33. Let's go back to 33. The Bible says, and David said to Saul, take a look at this carefully, let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine. Now, look at this. David had this ability. He was feeling it. He had confidence in his God. He said, I will go and fight the Philistine. Now,
what God can do, you can't do. Stop looking at what you can do. Start looking at what he can do. I said, stop looking at what you can do and start looking at what he can do. What he can do, we cannot do. But when we believe him, he will do it through us. I said, what God can do, we cannot do. But when we believe him, he will do it through us. I said, what God can do, we cannot do. But when we believe God, he will do it through us. He always wants to come through us. He wants to flow through us. All he wants you to do, yes, sir. Yes, ma. Yes, sir. He said to him, God, thank you, I can do it. God, thank you, I can do it. God, thank you, I can do it. Talking to a dear pastor over the weekend, she said to me that the property very close to their church, they have been looking for a way to buy that property from the owner for more than 5 years. The man over his dead body can't sell it to them. Over his what? Over his dead body. He can't sell it. Was said, a few days later, the man called and said, I want to sell. There is something you're believing God for. Why are you afraid? Fear tells you can't do it. We can. Huh? Huh? I said, fear tells you what? You can't do it. But you can do what? You can do it. He said, you have dwelt in this mount for a long time. Whenever God looks at us, he's saying, why are you having a grasshopper thinking? What is grasshopper thinking? We don't have it. God, I cannot. And God is saying, just say you can, and I will do it through you. I see, you know why we always want to do it? As we can take the glory. But just say, Lord, I submit to you, and he will flow through you. See, whenever God wants to pass, he's looking for a channel who have said yes to him. We can. 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fishes. How can you just start to manage 5,000 people? But when that lad brought it, what did Jesus did? He lifted up the bread. He gave thanks, and he broke the bread, and he gave it to the disciples. And the disciples said, he said to the people, sit down. 5,000 people, 5 loaves of bread. I have some boys in this church. If I had got 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fishes, and I said, 5 of you, I'm coming back. He said, Pastor, if you can't even find this bread. If you want to try me, Pastor, try me. I said, Pastor, try me. I said, no, I can't try you. I said, Pastor, try me. You're going to see me now. And before you come back, those 5 men have dissolved the bread and no fish. I said, what happened to the bread? I said, Pastor, the bread traveled. 5 loaves of bread, 2 small fishes. Some of my men would dissolve it in 1 second. But you know what happened? When they gave that bread, see, a small thing in your hand that you put in the hands of God becomes big. Just give it to God, please. See, put it in the hands of God. He knows how to do it. He knows how to turn it around. And they said, Philip, we can't buy bread for these guys. We don't have what it takes. Limitation always in the mind. Look at somebody say, I can do it. I can do it. Say it. I can do it. I can do it. Say it one more time.
Well, we are at the bottom of the hour. Just a few very quick announcements. We want to remind you of the Healing and Deliverance Prayer Line Wednesday mornings at 6:30 a.m. with Prophet Agweda and myself is dynamic right at this same website or phone number. It depends upon how you listen. Remember to download my app. If you have an iPhone or Android, just put in Dr. Faye Butler. You can download my app where you can get all of my things. My website, which Motivational Press is doing, be rolled out, www.drfaymarine.com. Remember to support the ministry by purchasing some single MP3s of my teaching, Understanding Times and Seasons. This is available at Amazon, CD Baby, or iTunes, or just the 8 Steps to Stir Up the Gifts, or the Prayers of Acceleration and Prayers of Healing. So those are singles that you can download. And certainly to remember my partners that are on Facebook, Cedric Wooten Photography, Marion Council George, who takes care of my hair, Yvette Hunter Bennett, who's the makeup artist, and certainly Pastor Roland Pollard, who is my studio technician and video recorder. He can be found on LinkedIn. But it's time for me to end. So I'm going to say promote the 3 G's, God, the gospel, and good things, top of the morning to you, as Jessica Reedy takes us out singing. Put it all on the altar. Have a good one.
Hey, let me hear you say oh, 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 oh. Let me hear you say oh, 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 oh. It's been a real hard couple of months, you had enough. Uh-huh. But it's been hard for everyone, you're not alone. Uh-huh. You've been hurting way too long, let it go and just move on. Make your way down to the altar, hand it over and leave it there. It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright. So everything that you've been worried about, you need him to work it out. He'll work it out, yeah. All of your burdens. You need relief. You're tired of the pressure.
Yeah.
You got all the stress and you need some peace. Come on and get your breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
Haven't you been suffering long enough? Make your way down to the altar. Hand it over. Leave it there. It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
He knows.